The tree meditation. Taking time to come into a comfortable sitting position with both feet on the ground and encouraging a sense of ease and alignment through your whole body. Really listening to the signals from your body, letting it guide you to a comfortable, aligned position. Aware of your whole body sitting here. Softening into any places of tightness or pain, discomfort of any kind. And gently bringing your awareness to the natural rhythm of the breath in your body. And resting in your breathing. Bringing your awareness to the contact of your feet with the ground beneath. Encouraging a fuller contact of your feet with the earth. And having a sense of there being roots growing down from the soles of your feet, deep into the earth, going vertically down, but also going out to the side like a great oak tree, giving a sense of real stability. Aware of your legs and the trunk of your body being like the trunk of a tree, rising up out of those strong roots. Your arms and hands, shoulders, neck and head being branches reaching to the sky, receiving the light, receiving the wind, the rain, so having a sense of being this tree firmly rooted in the ground, branches reaching to the sky. And on an in-breath, as it were, breathing in the earth energy up through those strong roots, nourishing and supporting you. Letting the breath bring that earth energy all the way up through the trunk and up into the branches. And then on the out-breath, letting the breath return to the earth. Breathing in the earth energy on the in-breath, letting it come all the way up, nourishing every cell. And on the out-breath, the breath returning to the earth. And if it feels too much to move the breath all the way up on one single in-breath, then focusing on the in-breath for perhaps two or three breaths, bringing the earth energy all the way up, nourishing and sustaining. And then focusing on the out-breath for two or three breaths, releasing back to the earth. And no matter how many times your mind wanders away from the breath, each time just noticing what's there and then bringing the mind back to the practice. Breathing in the earth energy on the in-breath all the way up, and the release of the breath to the earth on the out-breath. And having a sense of really resting in the breathing, letting it be as effortless as possible. And sometimes in the beginning of these practices, we may have to think about what we're doing, or there may be an element of trying. But then once we're familiar with it, perhaps we can just let go into the action itself without necessarily having to track it with our minds. Just that effortless breathing in, letting the breath come all the way up, and then the releasing of the breath back to the earth beneath. Breathing in the earth energy on the in-breath. And on the out-breath, letting go of the breath and letting go of anything that's ready to release into the earth to be transformed. We don't need to know what we're letting go of, but just having that intention, let me let go of whatever I no longer need to hold into the earth to be transformed. Breathing in the earth energy, nourishing and sustaining, helping to create the conditions where things that are held can be worked on and can, in time, release. Recognizing that sometimes there may be things that we want to let go of, but they're not yet ready to release. We may need to do some more work with them before they're resolved enough to be able to be let go of. So not forcing anything with this practice, but having it as an opportunity to let go of whatever is ready to release into the ground, knowing that just like the earth can transform vegetable peelings and kitchen waste into nutrients for other plants to grow. So the earth can transform whatever we no longer need into nourishment. So we don't need to hold back, we don't need to feel that we will pollute the earth with things that perhaps feel very dark and difficult. Offering it to the earth, knowing that she can transform even that which is very dark. And letting go with a sense of gratitude to the earth. Sometimes we may have a clear sense of what we're wanting to release, but often it's enough to just have that intention and to let our bodies, our whole being, let go of whatever is ready to release. And whenever it feels that that's complete for now, then returning to simple awareness of the breath in the body, just resting in your breathing. And if you haven't already done so, just gently letting go of this practice and resting in the natural rhythm of the breath in your body. Perhaps making an intention to return to this practice from time to time, to help clear that which we no longer need to carry around with us in our lives. Letting there be a greater sense of ease and freedom and clarity.